Current State here on WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Michigan State hockey team finished in last place this season. Their 12th place finish puts them in the position to play 6th-seeded Alaska in Fairbanks in the first round of the CCHA tournament. Lots of challenges facing the Spartans, including traveling to Alaska for the second time in just 2 weeks. Scott Moore is the radio voice of MSU hockey on the Spartan Sports Network, and you hear him at the beginning of Current State every single morning, too. He joins us on the phone from Alaska to preview the series with the Nanooks. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. We appreciate your joining us at this really early hour in Alaska.
The body clock hasn't quite set yet, so I'm still on Eastern time.
I can imagine. 2 years ago, MSU played a series in Alaska and then had to return 2 weeks later for the playoffs, just like this season. They got swept in that playoff series. Can they change that result this time?
Well, they got swept in that series, but it was a pair of overtime games, one of them going double overtime. So they were very, very close contests 2 years ago. And it all depends on which Spartan team shows up to play. It's been kind of an on-again, off-again relationship for the team for the last month or so. But, based on what we saw up here 2 weeks ago, where Michigan State beat Alaska 1-0 on Friday and then lost 4-2 with an empty net goal at the end on Saturday, those were very close games, and I expect nothing less.
Did Coach Anastas learn anything from those two that might help the team win this series?
I think he knows that his team can play with the Nanooks. I think that he knows that even though it's a 6-versus-11 matchup, that these two teams are not that far apart. And I think he also learned that he's got two viable goaltenders now. Will Yanikev came up here 2 weeks ago and played absolutely lights out against the Nanooks. The three goals that he gave up, the one empty netter, but the three goals that he gave up in the Saturday game were all power play goals. So and none of them really were his fault.
Offense has been a problem this season. What can Michigan State do to score more?
I lost you there for just a second, Mark. Are you still there?
Sure. Yeah, I'm here, Scott. Offense has been a problem. What can Michigan State do to score more?
Well, they just have to keep after the Nanooks and take the puck in a little bit wider than usual and cut out in front, I think. You've got an Olympic-size ice sheet here, so you've got an extra 15 feet to work with. The big thing that they have to watch out for is that with that extra 15 feet, they can't get caught making lazy passes across at the blue line. Those turn into turnovers and odd man rushes, and you just can't have those.
Are the Spartans getting strong play in goal, Scott?
They're getting very good play in goal. They had gone all season until 2 weeks ago without picking up a shutout. They had been involved in 3 1-0 games at that point and lost all three of them. Came up here, got a 1-0 win on Friday night with Will Yanikev in goal, and then last Saturday on Senior Day at Munn Arena got another 1-0 win with Jake Hildebrand in goal. So both goaltenders are playing very, very well right now.
Traveling to Fairbanks is a huge issue, and this four-hour time difference is as well. The game is 11 o'clock Eastern time. Are the Spartans acclimating to that? Is that a concern?
The guys are ready to play, I think. And you get here, and that's why you travel a day early. We came up on Wednesday. Usually for CCHA series, we travel on Thursday. So you come up a little bit early. That gives you an extra day to acclimate and to get used to the difference in time. We got here Wednesday evening. The guys practiced that night. We practiced again last night before going out for a wonderful dinner at a place called the Turtle Club here, which is fantastic. And then, by tonight, everybody's pretty much on Alaska time.
Scott Moore is the radio voice of MSU hockey on the Spartan Sports Network. Scott, thanks, and have fun up there.
All right, I will. Thanks.